Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then... You get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
Hey, Grow Squad, how are you? Hope you're doing well. Welcome to the Eugene Hamilton Podcast. I am your host, Eugene Hamilton. Listen, I hope that as you tuned in today, that you're ready for this ride, right? For the last two to three episodes, we have taken a pivot, right? We're on a ride. We're on a ride to, hear me out, be set free. And I want us to be set free. Check this out. In fact, I just saw this. I don't know if it was what social media platform, but it said the best weight to lose is the weight of other people's opinions. Woo-hoo! Yeah. You write that down. Take a note. Take a picture of that. The best weight to lose is the weight of other people's opinions. Man, listen, before I get in here, let me just say a quick word of prayer. I'm going to get into this thing right now. God, this is a short prayer. God bless this conversation. Amen. Check this out. People have always had opinions for as long as you've been alive. People will have opinions long after you've passed away. One of the things that's a pet peeve of mine is when people actually believe that they can hold the place of God in your life and that their opinions should shift and move you. Now, I'm not talking about sound counsel. I'm not talking about people that come to you with constructive criticism. I'm not talking about people that are confidants, that are mentors. I'm not talking about that at all. We all need people in our lives that will build us up, that will even break us to build us back up. We all need people in our lives that are real with us, right? In fact, my mentors, sometimes I'll have one of my mentors on the phone and they'll say, they'll bite their tongue. I'm like, don't bite your tongue. I might jump out here on a limb by myself. That bad boy may break and I may have it. It may all crash and burn. Tell me what's on your mind. I don't need all the cute accolades all the time. Sometimes I need to hear something that's going, rough me up. But sometimes you have people who just walk around. They got opinions about everything. Opinions about the weather, about what color your car is, about who your wife is, about who your wife ain't, right? I remember, I had someone that was very close to me who was very frustrated because they were single for a long time and people kept hounding them about getting married. So they got married. As you can imagine, that wasn't enough. When y'all gonna have a kid? They gave them their timeline. They said, oh, you shouldn't wait that long. They had a kid. Oh, when is kid number two coming? All right? They had the nerve when that kid number two came to start talking about the mother's weight after she'd just given birth to two. It just never ending. People will always have an opinion. And one of the things about life is that life is more about facts than opinions. Life is more about what's real versus that which ought to be, can be, and should be. Life is more about, here's the raw data. Oh, no. In fact, oh, man, where is it? Where is it? I'm going to pull it up right now on my phone. Yeah, I'm going to pull it up right now. Right now. Where is this quote? I'm pulling it up. I forgot my passcode. Check this out. Check this out. Here it is. Here it is. If you follow me on social media, in fact, follow me at Eugene J. Hamilton. I posted this the other day. It said this: seeing things for what they are instead of what you imagine them to be will change your life. Yeah, see things for what they are. I could say to myself, Eugene weighs 195 pounds. I imagined, right, after eating clean for 2 weeks, in my head, Eugene's going to be back at his weight when he finished high school. But when I go back to the scale, it's like, nah, bro, add some decades on that. You're not 195, bro. Seeing things for what they are instead of what you imagine them to be can actually change your life. And it can change your life in a very profound way, though. I'm not talking about the opinions of people. I'm talking about what's real in your life. So what's real in your life is where you are right now. Yeah. But hear me out. And if you're with me on YouTube, in the chat, in the comment section, just keep it real. What's real right now is what's really happening in your life. You can wish that you had made $1 million by now, but hey, if you're only making whatever you're making per year at your job, that reality will shift your life. Because some of us right now are not only living in the shadow of people's opinions, but some of us have shifted now to this false reality of what we thought we would be at this point in our lives. At 45 years of age, I don't really know what I thought life was going to be at right now. I can't, for real. And I say that because, and people always, you know, think to themselves, what kind of hood that you grew up in a small town in Louisiana? And in context, most of the times, bigger cities, yes, they have crime. Yes, bigger cities. I mean, I live in Los Angeles. Big cities have what they have, but they also have on the other side opportunity. They also have on the other side, right? You can have some parts of town that may not be as fruitful, but then you also have examples of somebody who left this side of town and went to the USC's, went to the UCLA's, went to Cal Poly. They did something. In a small town, in small town USA, there are very few examples of people that were able to make it out, because you actually have to leave where you are and go somewhere else to make your dreams a reality. Don't miss what I'm saying. In a metropolitan area, I can actually choose to stay on this side of town, right? And do hood work, do, you know, neighborhood work, right? For those of you that know what I mean, you know what I mean. Or I can choose in the same city to go across town and meet a whole different mindset. In small town USA, man, I mean, it's like crabs in a barrel. It's like you think about this idea of, I think I said this, I thought I had to sneeze, sorry. I think I do have to sneeze. Excuse me. Think about this. Everybody on my street growing up, let me think before I say this. Yeah. Everybody on my street growing up, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, had a stepfather. Every single person on my street where there's a father in the home. Now, there were some homes on my street that there was no father, just mother present. But everybody on my street had a stepfather. So check this out. It was almost as if people began to normalize the fact that families would inevitably be broken. And the person I would marry, I'd have to try to put their family back together again. essentially. It's almost like individuals thought to themselves, because this is what we are seeing. This is not what we're hearing. I'm not saying it's not television. This is in my face. I'm going to my boy's house, and it's their stepfather there, right? And so what happens is you begin to normalize things and don't think that you can either do better or that this is abnormal. Right? So sometimes, going back to the original point of what I'm sharing right now, sometimes people's opinions become so loud in your minds, you begin to normalize people's opinions of you. And you don't think it's abnormal to have somebody so zoomed in on your life that they want to put their opinions all over you, right? And think that you ought to march to the beat of what they think you ought to be. Hear me out. As you think to yourself right now, and in my life for the longest, and I said this on another episode, as a traditional thinking pastor, right? And the funny thing about this, I was talking to someone the other day. I said, man, I did the four walls for so long. And what I mean by that is I pastored people who had already been introduced to Jesus for so long. You begin to become desensitized to the people that actually had never heard about him. Yeah, you sit in the four walls so long, and all people do is complain about or have opinions about this or the other, you forget that you've actually been called to the lost house, not to the saved house. And even on this podcast, it's not a Christian podcast, not a faith-based podcast, but as we've pivoted, we're going to talk a little bit more about faith in Jesus. I believe that there are some people who have never been inside of the four walls that I may be able to share something with that may shift your thinking about this loving God that loves you where you are. So many times people have been made to believe that, hey, God can only love you in this place, in this way. And hence there's so many of my contemporaries, so many of my colleagues, so many of my classmates growing up and otherwise who are no longer connected because, hey, they've been given a false picture of somebody who loves you no matter where you are. And other people's opinions of you, and many of you listening right now, may have said to yourself, I'm too far away to get back. No, no, no. Don't you let other people's opinions, can next time somebody tells you you're too far away to get back to God, or you got to take this route to get to God, or you got to do this, that, and the other, tell them to give you some word for that. Tell them to give the Bible. Give you some Bible for that. I don't want your opinion. Give me some solid scriptures for that. I promise you they can't. So the way that you become free of other people's opinions, is you've got to trust God over your gut. And this is funny because we hear people all the time talk about, man, trust your gut. What is your instinct? And how many people have fallen flat on their face because they trusted their gut? I know I have. Raise your hand if you're sure. Right? You trusted your gut instead of God. And sometimes you want to trust your gut because
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof.
while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Your guts idea or your instincts would suggest that the path would be more flowery, more pretty than what God is saying to do. Listen, having a solid check come in every month is way more comfortable than being an entrepreneur. I promise you. Having a solid check, I know it's coming in at this time of the month, every single month, is way more attractive. People oftentimes say they want to be entrepreneurs. Everybody's not built for it. But I believe God has an assignment for me and for you. But we've got to learn how to get in tune with where he's going and put your gut. And when I say gut, I feel like this is the way. We got to put that on the back burner. Oh, I just have this gut. No. Your gut often lies to you. Not on purpose, but because you feel a certain way, you feel like you got to go that way. How many people have lost money, have lost families, have lost this, that, and the other because of a gut feeling? Nah. So here it is. As we think about this reality, right, and I'm more or less having a conversation with you. I'm inviting you to learn how to hear an opinion, let it go in one ear, and if it doesn't mean you well, go out the other ear. Repeat after me. Let it go in one ear and out the other. Repeat it one more time. Let it go in one ear and out the other ear. Yeah. Because listen, as long as you live, people are going to have an idea of what they think your life should look like. I pastored for 17 years single. People would always, until they got to a place where they realized, I'm going to do what I'm going to do anyway. I always had these opinions about, if you were married and blah, 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 you should be this, you should be married, right? And it's so funny because a lot of people I know, this ain't no shade, this is just reality, that got married because somebody said they need to get married or they thought that they need to be married to get a certain job or to have a certain look for a church or a job or a certain congregation. Many of them are having challenges because they didn't do it for the right reason. See, we're in a society that really really prides themselves on the external presentation of things. Like, oh, they look the part. No, this person looks like they should be in this position. This person looks like they should have, and they have no character. How many people do we know that looked the part but didn't live the part? They checked all the boxes. They had the six figures. They had the nice car. They had this, that, or the other. But they had no integrity. So we got to think about the fact that, hey, listen, I would rather follow God than my gut. I'd rather follow God than the crowd. I'd rather follow God than, hey, what these people's opinions about how my steps should be ordered and how it should look. I would rather stand on the island by myself, knowing full well that I'm following somebody that has my best interest at heart. And most times your opinion doesn't. It's just facts. Most of the times people are just talking based on what they think things ought to look like or what they think things should be. And they have nothing to stand on with it. They're just talking. So my question is, what are you going to do? What are you going to do as we turn this corner together? What you going to do? What have you decided to do with people's opinions or the path you know that God has for you? What are you going to do? See, for this journey I'm on right now, and I have so many well-meaning people that will call me and will tell me, and it's funny, I have on the other side, I tell you two scenarios. I have people who think I'm out of pocket, I'm out of place because I'm not doing what I did for 17 years, all right? Oh man, I have loads of people who try to encourage me to get back. And I do. I just had a wonderful time speaking last week. I speak at churches all the time, but I don't pastor a church, right? I think I've been called to pastor outside right now. People that don't go to church, people that will never go to church, people that will never enter into your front door with my stained glass. I think I've been called to speak to those people. So I have people that love me to death who think I'm out of pocket and that I ought to return to the office. All right. And forgetting this. People forget this. People think that pastor is a noun. Pastor is actually a verb, right? That's what you do. It's something that you do. It's not who you are. I'm Eugene Hamilton all day long, right? I served as a pastor, right? I served as a teacher. I served as a it's an office. It's a verb, I should say. It's not a noun. So I can do it wherever God has called me to do it at. I can pastor whoever God's called me to pastor. I can pastor outside of the four walls. I don't have to be in the traditional, but I have people who don't understand that. And God bless their hearts. They keep beating a door that's not going to open until God says open it. And then there are people who have distanced themselves from me because I no longer hold that office. Oh man. I mean, I got one guy that's following me on all the platforms who ain't never followed me on no platforms, trying to figure out what I'm doing. Another guy used to talk to me. I used to talk to this dude every single day. Have not talked to him in 5 years. Right? But he's stalking. He's trying to figure out where I'm at next, what you're doing. That's cool. I don't dislike. I don't hate nothing, nobody. But what I'm saying is sometimes people are fickle. Which is why you got to be solid and sure in what God has for you. Forget what other people's opinions are. You can't roll with your gut. You can't roll with, oh, this person said I need to be doing this. Or this person says, oh, that looks flashy. That looks cool. You got to roll. Listen, you got to roll with something that you know is sure. And sometimes it's so sure, you're unsure that it's sure. Sometimes God will give you a plan or an idea or a package, and he won't tell you the end of the story. Listen, I ain't started this podcast because I wanted to. Yeah, I didn't go and ask God to open the door for me to start a podcast. I'm on the couch one night talking to my wife. We ran across a podcast, and she said, "You can do that." I said, "You're a communicator. You can do that, and I think you should do that. I'm gonna pray for you to God to open the door for you to go ahead and do it." My wife put a battery in my back, based on God's leadings, and I'm here. It wasn't like I went out there and said, "Oh, let me get all these ads and let me make all this money on podcasts." Listen, right now I'm upside down in the podcasting world. Yeah, I'm not out here making. Yeah, fix your mind. I'm upside down in the podcasting world based on what other people are doing successfully, and I love it because it lets me know that there's an other side to this. There's another side to this. But today, as we speak, I'm just doing something I know God spoke to my wife to speak to me so I can get out here and do something that I never even thought. I started this podcast on her birthday, June the 5th. Listen, May the 5th, this wasn't even a thought of 2024. So this podcast, June 5th of 2024, on May the 5th of 2024, this was not on my radar. But here I am. So I'm going to encourage you. As we're in the second quarter of 2025. We're in the second quarter right now. I'm going to encourage you to investigate your heart. Investigate your motives and investigate your why. Investigate it. Are you being driven by the opinions of people? Check this out. This is interesting. And I'll end with this. This is my last thought on this. Some of us are trying to please human beings that we've placed in God's seat in our lives. Some of us are trying to please human beings, and we've elevated them so high that their voice in our lives is louder than God's voice, and you're out of order. Some of us are trying to please people who are no longer living, and we think this is what they would want us to do, and God is like, "Nah, I'm not on that. You should be on this." Some of you are out here you're taking shots in the dark. And I'm encouraging you to investigate your heart, investigate your why, and investigate who's giving the directives in your life. Listen, I know somebody needs to hear this episode, somebody that I don't even know. Somebody that you know. So share this episode, please. Like, subscribe, do all the things. But make sure you help somebody that's near and dear to you. Make sure you help them go, grow, and glow by just hitting that share button and letting the world know about what's happening with the Grow Squad. Don't forget, go to my website, EugeneJHamilton.org. Get that new book, Go Grow and Glow. Share with your neighbors, children all around, and help them catch the vision as well. Until next time, hope y'all be good, be safe, and see you next week. Peace.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.